So the other thing I want to ask you about is your work looking at MSI stable colorectal cancer. And when I first heard that you were looking at a checkpoint inhibitor with a MEK inhibitor, I was like, again, looking closely, is that really true? I think that was ASCO 2000, and was that 16?
16 last year.
Right, so yeah. It was less than a year ago. So what is the biology behind this, and what have you learned about it?
So the question is, why do microsatellite stable colon cancers not respond to immunotherapy? And when you look at them under the microscope, they have very little immune cells in them. They're almost what we call immune deserts. So we think that if you give a checkpoint inhibitor alone, there's no immune cells to cause a response. So they don't work for patients as single agents in microsatellite stable disease. And so MEK inhibitors preclinically, when you give them, show an increased infiltration of CD8 positive T cells into tumors, as well as increased expression of class 1 MHC. And so the thought is that if you give the MEK inhibitor plus a checkpoint inhibitor together, can you use the MEK inhibitor to make that tumor potentially responsive to the checkpoint inhibitors? And so that's what this trial looked at. It enrolled patients with RAS mutant colorectal cancer, the data that's been presented so far. And we gave them both MEK inhibitor plus a PD-L1 inhibitor. And in the we saw a response rate of 17% for the overall population. And three of the long-term responders were definitively microsatellite stable by two checks. And then one of the other ones, we don't have the tumor to be able to say yes or no to that patient. But this was the first time that we saw potentially an immune therapy working for patients with microsatellite stable disease.
And where are things moving? Seems like it's a pretty exciting lead.
Yes. So it went into a randomized phase 3 global study, which compared regorafenib to atezolizumab to atezolizumab plus cobimetinib for refractory patients. And the study actually accrued so quickly, it's accrued 2 months ahead of time and has completed accrual at this point.
So when do you think we'll see some data?
I'm hoping in the next year or so, but we'll have to see.
Be interesting to see what happens on the regorafenib arm, you know, whether, you know, what kind of toxicity there is now that there's been a little bit of experience out there. I guess you're expecting the checkpoint alone is not going to do anything.
That's probably.
And what about toxicities? You know, MEK inhibitors we know from melanoma have a lot of kind of strange things that happen. What do you see when you use it? Is it similar dosing?
Similar dosing, it's the 60 milligram dose. And then we do see the acneiform rash. We do see some diarrhea, dry skin that goes along with the cobimetinib. We don't see necessarily, I don't think, any additive effects when you put the atezolizumab together. I mean, we see the diarrhea, but it's not an autoimmune colitis type picture. We've had some people who have had to take the dose of cobimetinib down, but in general, it's been tolerated.
So no fevers?
No fevers.
Is that the other one that does that?
Yeah, that's the dabrafenib.
What about the dermatologic issues? Easy sunburn, you have to keep people out of the sun, that kind of thing?
So you do have to watch out for sun sensitivity for these patients. So I just tell them, you know, make sure you have sunscreen on, don't go sunbathing, try to keep covered up.
Interesting. What about this strategy in other cancers? Do you think it's biologically specific to colorectal cancer, or theoretically, could it be used in other cancers?
Well, that's what everybody's very excited about, is theoretically, it could be used in any type of cancer. So we also have an arm of RAS wild-type patients with microsatellite stable colon cancer that we've used this in. We're looking at it in multiple other tumor types as well. One that's out there where the study is starting to open is a melanoma trial. And there'll be others that will, it's hopefully tumor agnostic.